Good morning and a good night of Shabbos. We continue talking about the Midah of Harotzlin. Harotzlin, as we have said every single time, it's hard to translate. We translate it as graciousness, but today we're going to translate it as receptiveness, to be receptive. Part of this Midah of Harotzlin is also to be receptive, to be able to be receptive to criticism, to be receptive to advice. The Medrash says that there was a person who was receptive and he gained. There was a person who was receptive and he lost. There was a person who was not receptive and he gained. There's a person who was not receptive and he lost. Who was receptive and he lost? That was Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was receptive to what his wife told him to do. And because of that, he ate from the Eitz Das and that was the end of him. Then, who was receptive and gained? That was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was receptive to what his wife had said. She said, you got to kick this Yishmael out of the house. And because of that, he was zeichet to have the great Tzaddik Yitzchak come from him. That's what the Medrash says. Who was not receptive and won? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik did not listen. The wife of Potiphar. And therefore, he became the great leader, the great Tzaddik, Yosef HaTzadik. And who was not receptive and lost, says the Medrash? The Jewish people. The Jewish people don't listen to Hashem, didn't listen to Hashem. Because of that, we lost the Beis HaMikdash. It's a tremendous, tremendous quality to be receptive, to be able to listen to advice from other people. A lot of times, people have wonderful things to say, whether it's financial advice or it's critical advice, to be able to make you into a wonderful, better person. And if we're not going to be receptive, then Chas V'Shalom, we're going to be receptive and lose. But on the other hand, you have to be very careful about being receptive. This Midas HaRotzen is very, very, very dangerous on one hand, and also a tremendous benefit on the other hand. It's beneficial, like we just said, but it's also dangerous about who you are being receptive towards. Yesterday, somebody told me that he loves. That was the exact word that he used. I love, and I'm not going to say the name of the UFC fighter that he said, but he loves that UFC fighter. Then he tried to adjust to say, no, he only loves a specific quality about him. And I really was just nauseated. Someone told me they're nauseous today. I was nauseated by the idea that you can love somebody who you know nothing about and most likely beats his wife and children. Okay, wonderful special thing. To be receptive means to be careful about who you're being receptive towards and who you are not being receptive towards. Try to be the person who is receptive and gains, and try to be the person who is not receptive and also gains. Everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos.